Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting?
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness sessions on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness / stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Because you are watching The Female Solution, and you know that we have all the answers to all the problems in the world, and that would be you, me, we. That's how we do here at The Female Solution Grand Rising. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. And we're just here to start your week off on a refreshing note, in a way that will enable you to be calm in the face of a storm. So thank you for joining us this morning. And today is Monday, the 13th, June 13th, and we're still celebrating fatherhood. Yes, we are. We're celebrating the masculine energy. And some of that masculine, well, actually all of the masculine energy has some feminine energy intertwined because you came from feminine energy. So thank you for joining us this morning. My executive producer, Naima Latif, will be joining us after the 7:30 break, and this promises to be a continuing show of enlightenment and teaching us things that we may or may have not thought about. So be sure and join us. If you're listening online, you can call in after the 7:30 break as well. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. And that we are also on social media, facebook.com. HLN TV show, and on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV show. So be sure and like us, friend us while you're there, and share us by all means, because somebody somewhere you know needs to experience what we have to offer, and that is peace of mind. You can't find that anywhere. And it's time for our Monday morning mindfulness traffic, which is sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. If you are a person that, a business owner or entrepreneur, and you are looking to get services or products or services that you may need for your business, then this is the place to be. Because anything you can buy from any big box store anywhere in the world, it's available on itex.com. Chicago.itex.com for entrepreneurs and business owners. If you are headed out and about this morning, it is Monday morning madness, I promise you. Yeah, all of that and then some. As a matter of fact, I would strongly suggest getting off the expressway if you can and get on the side street, because it is chaos outside this morning. Let me tell you, there are no reported delays on the CTA or Metro, but on inbound on the Kennedy, it is 38 minutes inbound. Westbound crash has been cleared up. Eastbound, the accident at Klein Avenue is cleared up, as well as 29 minutes on the reverse. As we take a look at the Eaton's inbound, it is 30 minutes inbound and 24 on the outbound. On the Eisenhower, a whole other story, 46 minutes inbound, going on an hour there, and 31 minutes on the outbound. On the Stevenson, it's 24 inbound and 18 outbound. At Harlem, it's pretty slow from 17th Avenue to Harlem due to a crash there. On the Dan Ryan, it's your usual delays from 95th Street to downtown. There's a crash at Ashland Avenue. Outbound on the Ryan, it is 19 minutes. On the Bishop Ford, 11 minutes in, 10 out. And DuSabo Point Lakeshore Drive, Jean-Baptiste DuSabo Lakeshore Drive. It is 10 minutes inbound and 9 minutes on the reverse. And that's your traffic and weather sponsored by Chicago.itex.com. And remember to set those DVRs for the Higher Learning TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19. Have you been to our YouTube channel lately? Have you seen my husband Tony's Facebook page? Facebook.com, Tony Holtz, H-O-G-U-E-S. Over the weekend, he was looking through some footage and found the old footage from my days back at WGCI Radio, where I interviewed the one and only Lisa Vandross. He was at the last WGCI music seminar. They don't even offer them anymore. And he was just so genuine, so authentic. And he even showed up again. I was interviewing Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. And he showed up there and just started talking. Just a real down-to-earth brother. That's why I just love me some Lewis. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us, and check it out. I thought you got to scroll because it's 20 years ago, so you got to really scroll down when you go to our YouTube page, Higher Learning TV Show. If you're listening online, be sure and check out diabeticdonut.com, because we all know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who have been in the house eating a little bit more than they usually should. Probably gained a few pounds. You may be diabetic and not know it. And you might be pre-diabetic. I was pre-diabetic for 10 years. Do you mean 10 years? And I go into surgery and find out I'm a diabetic. So that's why you always see me drinking this drink in the morning. It's not good, but it's good for you. Apple, beet, cucumber, lemon, ginger, kale, turmeric. And it's, you drink it every day, 8 ounce glass. And if you go to my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com, it's there, and it's also at DiabeticDonut.com. So be sure and go to DiabeticDonut.com. And tomorrow, be sure and tune in for self-care. But right now, I want to share with you something from Mike House. Who's Mike House, Zelda? He's the young man who sends me inspiration every day. I'm on his list, and you can get on his list too. Just Google Mike House, and it'll show up. And today is Monday, June 13th, and it says, love unconditionally. When we love with the idea that others must deserve our love, that they must shape up to our idea of what they should be, we are loving conditionally. And it is really not love at all. When we do everything that we can to earn the love of others, we often have to give up being ourselves in order for us to be what others want in a partner or friend. But this really never works because our individuality is lost. And we are no longer free to function creatively and greatly. Loving unconditionally begins with loving our own self without reservation. Ooh, we're going to love me without a reservation. My big ears, my big nose, my big ears, my big hips, my big ass. Ooh, unconditionally. Oh, really? Oh, yes. When we no longer make judgments about ourself as to our personhood, we are free of evaluating the people in our life and are then loving without attachment or present preset conditions. When we love unconditionally, we accept others as they are and do not try to change them to fit inside a certain mold we have created for them. We love them just because they are in our life. They cannot be in our life except to correspond to what we are expressing. So love them as yourself. So love them. Affirm, I love you unconditionally, without reservation. Today we salute the Reverend Dr. Johnny Coleman, who said yes to God in founding the Universal Foundation for Better Living, a teaching vehicle for better living. Love your neighbor as yourself, and that's taken from Mark 12 and 31. And that's your inspiration for Monday Morning Mindfulness. And right about now, it is 7:15. It's time for your Monday Morning Mindfulness Meditation. And you know what that means? That we're going to empower ourselves for the course of the day. And the purpose of meditation, let me remind you, is it isn't to control your thoughts. It's to stop letting your thoughts control you. So that's what this whole session is about. We meditate to activate the power that is within us. See, because they know that we have the power. We're the ones who don't know it. As Yala Von Zant would say, until today, because now you know. So let us sit up straight, feet flat on the floor, or just get comfortable. Whatever comfortable is for you. If you're lying down, that's fine too. But right now, let's just start with the breath. And before we do that, I want you to close your eyes. You're not looking at me, but the inside of your eyelids. Close them, close them, close them. And just listen. Close your eyes. And begin the process of breathing in and breathing out through the nose. And the sound that you are hearing is simply a reminder to focus on the breath. As we inhale deeply through the nose and exhale through the mouth, let's inhale together. Hold it. And exhale. Inhale deeply. Hold it. Inhale once more. Hold it. And just be with the breath. Listening to your breath as you breathe in and breathe out. Feel the sensation of breath moving through your body, because if you are breathing deep enough, you will feel it all up in here. So let us inhale together once more. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. And if you're breathing deep enough, you will feel right up in here. You will feel your breath. So let's take that breath. Inhale and stretch. Oh, yes, that feels good. And exhale. Inhale once more. And stretch and turn to the side. If you have a high back chair, the body just needs a little movement this morning. And feel that stretch. Ooh, that feels good. The inner organs feel it too, and they thank you. As we inhale. And exhale and stretch again. Oh, that feels good. Inhale once more. And turn to the side if you got a high back chair and just feel the stretch. Oh, that feels good. Mm-hmm. And exhale. Now this time as we breathe, breathe in. Taking that energy from all the way to the top of the head. And as we exhale, bringing the energy of the breath down through the face, down through the shoulders. Let us inhale again. Bringing that breath down out through the arms as we stretch and give thanks, and we move as we do the higher learning hip roll, because sitting is the new smoking, and we sit all day at computers and we wonder why we have back problems and other problems. So we just inhale deeply. And as we exhale, breathe the energy of the breath down through the chest, the arms, and the sides of our body, and the hip, and the back, and the buttocks as we breathe in. Sending love, light, and energy down through the hips, the thighs, and the knees as we exhale, giving thanks for the power of the breath. Let's inhale once more. And as we exhale, sending love, light, and energy down through the legs, and the ankles, and the arches, and the insteps, and the toes, and wiggle those toes, sending more love, light, and energy back up through the feet and the legs and the knees. Yes, feel free to rub those knees as we inhale deeply. Giving thanks for the power of the breath as it continues back up through our thighs and our hips and our buttocks and our back and back to our sides. Inhale once more. And as we exhale, bring that energy back up through the back of the back to the back of the neck, and take these two fingers and squeeze them with the thumb. That healing energy, all that breath you just gave the whole body, squeeze the back of the neck, massage the back of the neck. That's where all the electrical energy in your body is, in that vagus nerve, because you're electrical and you're dynamite. Don't even know it. Well, some of you do, but for those who don't, keep massaging that vagus nerve, giving light, love, and energy, and good prana, breathing that good prana. Let's take these fingers and massage the back of the neck and the shoulders, because that's where I hold my tension, and you might hold yours there too. So we're always taking these fingers and just kneading the back of the neck. Kneading the back of the neck. Inhale deeply. And continue massaging the back of the neck, and this time go back up to the base of the head and just run your fingers up and down the back of your neck, to the back of your head, back down to your shoulders. Ooh, that feels good. Just love on yourself. Just loving on me some me. Yes, yes. Inhale deeply. And exhale and stretch, giving thanks for love and light and energy of the body, this electric body that is always guiding, guarding us and protecting us and moving us forward in life as we do with the breath. As we inhale one long, last deep inhale deeply. And as we exhale, bring the head forward, chin to chest, and slowly rotate the head to the left, slowly. Slowly slow down, you're moving too fast, and slowly rotate to the right, and bringing it back around front center, head up, inhale deeply, and exhale, bringing the head back down, chin to chest, and rotate the head to the right, slowly, slowly, and just beginning to the back, and feeling the increments in that stretch, yeah, rolling that head over to the left. And slowly bringing it back around full center. Head up. Inhale deeply. Look to the left as far as you possibly can. Ooh, feel the stretch in the right of the neck. That feels good, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Ah, yes. And bring the head back forward. Inhale deeply. And as you exhale, turn the head to the right, stretching back as far as you possibly can. Feeling the stretch in the left side of the neck. Feels good, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Continue stretching. And as you bring your head back front and center, we give thanks for the power of the breath. Why? Because we can. Because the breath means you have life. If you have life, you are living. So let us bless all of the inner organs this morning as we inhale deeply. We give thanks for the power of the breath that moves down through the face, and we give thanks for the brain, the heart, the liver, and the lungs. We would not be here without them as we inhale. We send love, light, and energy to all of the systems that are working on in our body on behalf of the love that we share with us. Lungs, our spine, our spleen, our gallbladder, our kidneys, and all of the organs that are working on our behalf, all of the muscles, the tendons, the ligaments, the veins, the arteries, they're all working on our behalf. And all we have to do is what? Inhale and exhale. As we give thanks for all the systems that are working. When we eat our food, the digestive system, where we digest the food, it's going on right now, from last night. The assimilation system, where it's sending love, light, and energy to the parts of the body that we need that we don't even know what's happening. And the elimination system, the most important one, because what goes in, it's got to come out. You know, some of y'all are constipated, but get you some more Belina or email me, Zelda@higherlearningnetwork.org. I'll tell you about the no Paul, the no Belina, and the CMO. So I digress, but just had to share that with you. As you inhale, giving thanks for all of the organs that are within me as I bless each and every organ in my body. I am reminded that I am the king or queen of this temple, and I treat it with love, light, and lots of more love. Ladies and gentlemen, this breathing exercise is just for you to practice, because whether you know it or not, you have just activated the happiness gene. How is that possible, Bill? You breathed. It's real simple. The inside of your body is happy, because if it wasn't happy, you would feel it. Mm-hmm. A little ache here, a little ache here, a little ache here, a little ache here. Mm-hmm. start breathing. Get to yourself some quiet space, even if it's in the bathroom. You will definitely get some quiet space in there. And just start breathing and giving thanks for your body, because your body's always talking to you. Question is, are you listening? I hope you're listening. And I hope you've enjoyed this session, too. And there are many more like it on my YouTube channel, Zelda Speaks Mindfulness. And this is something that you can practice at a moment's notice. When folks get all up in your face about to disrupt your day, all you have to do is simply breathe in, hold it, and exhale. And that, my friend, is something that you can do all day, every day. Simply breathe in and breathe out. And that is your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you will. You will share it, because each one teach one. There are so many people that are stressed out, and they don't have to be. And you can share this with them. So be sure and share and like us when you're online on social media. And right now, I want to share with you the projects that we have going on. The Higher Learning Network TV show, Homeless Project, and the Teen Talent Contest. Now, the Teen Talent Contest is every last Saturday of the month, in which we showcase youth from all over the world who can sing, dance, choreography, rap, write, direct, whatever their talent is, play the piano, whatever their talent is. You can send in your 1-minute demo to hlntvshow@gmail.com, or just go to the website. You'll see all the information there. And one of the things that we do for the homeless and the Teen Talent Contest is we have bought products, that will allow us to give our donors gifts. So if you are gifting the Higher Learning Network Teen Talent Show, but this is a road cam for those of you who drive. You can record, so there's an accident, at least you caught it. And this is another one as well. With a donation of $50 or more, you get this and a T-shirt. And the T-shirts are on my blog at ZeldaSpeaks.com. Excuse me, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. Now, these are the items that the commercial that I'm about to show you, the Higher Learning Network, we are always looking for ways to support our projects, and the Homeless Project and the Teen Talent Contest. And so when you sign up, they give you a link that you can share with others. And that's on our blog, too. And this is the hot cocoa because it's always cold in Chicago, especially at night. So we got this, and we had so much, we just wanted to share it with the homeless. So we got this. And it's got vanilla beans. You don't know about vanilla beans? You haven't lived till you had this kind of cocoa. And last but not least, these are the only two items that we ordered from this, because we know they work, because we used to use them. The noni juice, this is what I used to heal myself when I broke a bone. My toe. And doctor said 4 to 6 weeks. I was off the cast in 4 weeks because I was healing from the inside, and my bones and all of the other good stuff was healed as a result of me taking that. And I am not saying don't take what you're currently taking. Take it in addition to, because it's good for the immune system. It's good for your overall health. And I just wanted to share that with you. So right now I'm going to share the link with you, the quick click, and you can check it out for yourself. Need more information, just go to higherlearningnetwork.org. You'll be glad you did, and this is how you can make money, too, for your organization. Ooh, what happened?
Welcome to Quick Click, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on Quick Click. On Quick Click, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the Quick Click Marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique Quick Link that she can share with friends to begin earning Quick Cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's Quick Link on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's Quick Link, Laura receives Quick Cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own Quick Link and begin earning Quick Cash as well. But Quick Link is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. Quick Click rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new Quick Link makes, Laura will earn additional Quick Cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their Quick Cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use Quick Cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
And if you have any other questions, feel free to email us, info@higherlearningnetwork.org, and you'll be glad you did. Okie dokie. And right now, I'm going to share with you a video from someone who is really trying to make a difference in the quality of your life. And that would be Dr. Willie Wilson. So stay close.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on The Female Solution.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our hosts. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
In to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn you into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soul for Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
You can always go back and see it. It's in the archives. Our star of the microphone, Sister Viata Robinson, who is now in Florida, somebody at Cincinnati, Philly, Chicago. And it's a good show, so be sure and go back and see it. But right now we're going to bring on with us the executive producer of the Female Solution, and that would be Naima. Microphone. How you doing this morning, gorgeous?
Fantastic, as always, and love and light.
Yes, ma'am.
Father's Day, I have heard so many comments about absent fathers or fathers who didn't know how to be fathers, or fathers who didn't intend to be fathers, but there are a whole lot of fathers who do a great job.
They really do.
And they set a great example. And we have to give them their props. You know, they do a tremendous job. I even know a lot of single fathers.
Yes.
Who are raising daughters, even, which you can imagine that's a challenge. For a single mother to raise a son. You know, and you've got to try to model behavior based on something that you're really not, but you try to expose them to people that you want them to emulate. So I really admire those men who find themselves in the challenge where they have to raise a daughter and try to help her be a lady. And sometimes you might see girls that, you know, they have fathers who expose them to a lot of traditionally boy things, like, you know, certain kinds of sports and things like that. So that might seem kind of masculine. But they're heterosexual. They just, you know, they kind of take on the ways of their father. Same thing with boys who are raised by single mothers, and they might be exposed to things like sewing or hair braiding or things like that that are traditionally female, but they're heterosexual. So because we have a lot of different parenting situations, you know, we're going to see a lot of different behaviors and mannerisms, and our challenge is not to condemn something that is different, and that's the challenge we're facing today when it comes to defining manhood.
Yeah.
How do you allow a society to grow in understanding so that, like you just mentioned about unconditional love, you accept people for what they are, even if it's something different than what you're used to, because they're a soul, they're a living being, they've had a variety of experiences that have shaped them to become who they are today, and whether their behavior is conventional or different, you still have to allow them to be who they are without condemnation or attack. That's what we have to learn, and I believe that's the lesson that we're learning with seeing all of these challenges to traditional roles and traditional behaviors. How do we learn unconditional love, meaning acceptance of people no matter what they are? And I think a lot of people have become alarmed because they are seeing a lot of discussion, particularly with the transgender community and the gay community, the LGBT community. A lot of people are frightened by that because they don't know what to do if traditional relationships change or traditional stereotypes of what is masculine and feminine behavior changes. They don't know how to handle it if they see two people of the same sex in a romantic situation. They don't know how to refer to somebody who appears to be female in body but has all the masculine characteristics, the hair cut, the walk, talk, and all that of a male. You know, do I address you as ma'am or sir or what? You know, and there's a whole new language that has evolved because of that. And I just learned a new term, non-binary, which means, you know, you don't address them as male or female. I just learned that term yesterday.
Wow.
But that's the new term for someone who expresses themselves as neither male nor female. You refer to them in the plural of they, you know, not he or she, but they.
Yeah.
And there's a whole new culture that's evolving as a result of acceptance of people who may not identify as male or female. And we have all of the questions of how do we deal with the privacy of going to the bathroom. You know, for females, you don't want to go into a place that's got urinals because you don't want to see anybody you don't want to see.
Let me tell you something. I have had emergencies. My bladder did not know the difference between feminine. Bladder don't care. Bladder say, I got to go, I got to go. So
yeah,
bladder,
I've had that too.
Yeah, so you got to go, you got to go. We don't care.
I had to have a friend kind of keep guard out the door.
Yes, yes, yes. On occasion, I've had to go where there was nobody there, and so I listen as I am releasing myself, relieving myself. And if I hear somebody come in the door and say, excuse me, woman on board, emergency, woman on board, and they will usually just back up. Because my bladder don't play. If they go, I go. So I just had to interject that.
I have actually not paid attention. You're just rushing to the bathroom. Not paying attention to the fact that the sign on the door said male. And, you know, and I went into the facility and, you know, went into the stall.
Mm-hmm.
And then realized I was in the wrong place. You know, like by the time you get to the stall, you gotta go. You can't
stop.
They
ain't no holding it. Right.
But then as I was going to the stall, I realized, oh, I'm going into the wrong bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just praying that nobody came in. Luckily, no one did while I was in there. I gotta remember that announced it. You better have this. They go, so then on the ramp and get out or wait or whatever they gonna do. But That bathroom situation, the whole privacy issue, the locker room situation, you know, those things that involve exposing parts of your body that should or are agreed to be private, those issues create a lot of emotional response because people are concerned that they're sense of privacy is going to be violated by someone of the opposite sex who's now expressing themselves as your sex but really is the opposite sex and you're not really comfortable with that. So there's a lot of things that we as a society have to simply work out. We have to work out a way that everybody's identity can be respected and not attacked.
Mm-hmm.
And that is very difficult for a lot of people in the religious community that have been conditioned to attack. And
yes.
Believe that attack is somehow spiritual. But how can you be spiritual
if you're attacking
someone? When Creator is unconditional love and you're attacking someone who's different than you, how can you believe that that makes you more spiritual?
Doesn't work like that.
Doesn't work like that, but you have a hard time convincing people. They get to quoting their scriptures and all of that. You have a hard time convincing them that that is the furthest away from the love of the Creator you can be when you start judging someone else who's different than you. Because you did not create them, so you don't have a right to judge them. They are created by the one who created all of us. And however they're expressing themselves, they are still a divine creation, whether you understand them or not, whether you agree to their behavior or not. And you have to ask yourself, why are you concerning yourself with someone else's intimate behavior with someone else? Why are you believing you should have an opinion about that? And so we're being challenged to change a lot of our ways of treating each other. And we're being challenged to look at ourselves and the hatefulness that we are carrying and believing that it's spiritual to attack someone who is different or not conforming to what we have traditionally agreed is acceptable behavior. We've been conditioned to believe that attacking makes us better.
Mm.
But truly, anybody who attacks anybody else is someone who doesn't love themselves. If you loved yourself, you would not have a need to attack.
Ooh, you need to say that again.
If you're attacking someone else, that means you don't love yourself.
Ooh.
Because if you loved yourself, you wouldn't have a need to attack someone else.
Ooh, take
you're attacking someone else because you think it's going to make you feel better about your own inner sense of inadequacy. That's why we're doing it. But if you feel good about yourself, you can easily accept someone else.
Yes, you can.
You can easily love someone else. You can compliment someone else. I mean, we all have friends who have a hard time complimenting someone else. They, women complimenting other women. Oh, she thinks she's cute. Yeah, well, she is cute. What? What's the problem
with that? So what's the problem?
Well, it looks good on her. Why you got to, you know, put it down? Well, if someone is feeling ugly and someone else is attractive, they're going to attack that person because they feel ugly. And that person's beauty makes them more aware of their feeling of ugliness. But if you feel beautiful, then you can see another person who's beautiful and say, hey, beautiful.
Yeah.
Because you see that as a mirror of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we, many of us self-righteously attacking someone, ask yourself, why do I need that other person.
Ooh.
What's not,
ooh.
I don't like.
Ooh.
I think I'm going to feel better if
I. Ooh. Wee. Ooh. You stepping on some toes this morning, girl. Let me tell you.
Yeah,
you know that beautiful sign? That beautiful sign. Hey, beautiful. That sign you see when driving south on Lakeshore Drive. Was it?
Yeah,
22nd Street. I was like, wow. Somebody is on another level because people driving see that, and someone may have not told them that forever, ever in their life. And the fact that they see that, it's like, oh, I'm beautiful. Oh, really? Okay. Let me share with you very quickly an experience that I had because I was a Mrs. Judge Jury. Whenever, because I've always had the challenge of not loving myself, still learning to love myself completely 100%. But back in the day, and now, especially now, because we see the youth of this generation who have no body shame. Lizzo is a perfect example of that. So whenever I would see a girl who had a little extra meat on her, I'm saying to myself, girl, you need to go cover that up. Me being judging, because I was taught as a child not to expose any of this. So I'm putting what I've learned on you, and that don't even apply to you. Because you're of another mindset. And then when I was reading, writing my third book, Inspirational Conversations, Volume 2, in there, I can't remember the exact date it was, but I was talking about the same thing I'm talking about right now where I was judging someone else. Just like right now, we are so conditioned. When I'm looking at TV or a video and there's a big woman on there, the first thing I look at is her body parts. What does her butt look like? What does her belly look like? What does her arm look like? What does her forehead look like? These were the issues I had as a kid. I would never show my ears, and now it's like ears are popular.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
You know, I can show them now, but back in the day, it's like, honey, you will never see my ears, and my forehead was always covered up. It's like, I let it show. I like it. If you don't like it, oh, well, you know, have a good day.
That's interesting. Body shame. And
body shame, big time. Yes, ma'am.
You know, that's something we have to really look at what we're doing and what message are we giving. You should be ashamed of your body. Now, all of us grew up with the Adam and Eve story about,
yep.
You know, they were naked in the garden, and then they ate the apple, and then they became aware that they were naked, and then they became ashamed, and they covered up. You know, that's an allegory for us to really examine what does that really mean. Does that mean you're supposed to be ashamed, or does that mean someone gave you false information that made you think you were supposed to be ashamed? As long as you were full of truth and innocence, you had no shame. But the minute you had the idea, the false idea that there's something negative about you, then you feel ashamed. Well, that's exactly what happens. A child doesn't have any sense of shame until we teach it to them, until we teach them there's something wrong with your body, there's something dirty about your body, there's something nasty about your body. An 18-month-old child, they might run through the house with no clothes on. They feel just as free and happy, no sense of shame at all. It's only when we indoctrinate them with the thought that your body is something shameful. And then we ridicule parts of it if it doesn't, it's not shaped right or whatever the case may be. So we teach them shame.
Yes, we do.
But the pure essence of a spirit, there is no shame. And many times, you know, we have been conditioned. You might look at cultures in a hotter climate, maybe, you know, sub-Saharan African cultures and things like that. Weather is very hot and children may not wear any clothing until a certain age, and still, we've been taught to make fun of people. Oh, they're so primitive. Or, you know, cultures where people, where the women may not cover their breasts, you know, hotter climates and things like that. And again, we've been conditioned, oh, that's primitive. I mean, we've had that conditioning in our school. From day one, Aboriginal people, African people. Especially African. That was conditioning designed to make us feel ashamed.
Where is that book?
And designed to make us feel like even though what was done to us was horrific, it was cruel, it was inhumane, we're supposed to believe that, well, at least we're better, at least we're not like those uncivilized people who aren't wearing any clothes.
And that's exactly what I thought. In 1996, the first year I left the country and went to South Africa, and I'm living in, they asked me if I want to stay in a hotel or a hut. I said, I want to experience the hut. I go to the hut. Women there have no blouses on. They have skirts on, not traditional skirts. I mean, like the, look like the Hawaiian skirts, but all their breasts was out. And then I took a picture with a girl, and I was like, you can't take this back to the United States. They're going to think you're gay, girl. You can't take this back. All that conditioning in my head. You up with a naked woman in another part of the country. What's wrong with you? Yeah. Those are the thoughts that are running through my head. So I brought all that nonsense from America over to Africa, and they looking at me like, this is, you know, this is who we are. This is what we do. You know, we dance and we shake. This is what we do.
Yeah.
Get over it, Miss America.
Yeah. Get over it, Miss America.
Get over it.
Yes. So that is how we have been conditioned to feel shame. There's nothing shameful about our bodies, but if you're taught shame, then you feel shameful.
Yes.
And the scale of vibrations that you emit, the higher and the highest vibration, of course, being unconditional love. The lowest is shame, a feeling of unworthiness. And it's when you reduce a person to shame that they're at that level where they could consider suicide. And usually that's why people commit suicide, because of fear of shame. Fear they'll be shamed, and the feeling of shame, it's too overwhelming. And so people will take their own lives. So the worst thing you can do is to shame someone. So look at how we have taught people to feel about themselves if they're different. To feel ashamed.
Something's wrong with you.
Something's wrong.
And I want you to call in comment this morning. It's 8 o'clock, 7:58. We got to take our 7:59. We got to take our first commercial break, 515-605-9325, if you would like to comment this morning. Also, if you'd like to comment on our Facebook or YouTube page, type your comment in. Let us know what city you're watching us from. And if you want to call in, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. But right now I want to share with you what it is that we do at the Higher Learning Network, where we not only raise money for the Global Virtual Team Talent Contest, I'll tell you about that later, and also our homeless project. So this is what we do. These are some of the products that we order, and you can order them too and make money from them as well. So take a moment and listen to this, and you will be glad you did, because it's also a way for you to earn some income. So check it out.
Welcome to QuickClick, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on QuickClick. On QuickClick, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace, just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickClick marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique Quick Link that she can share with friends to begin earning Quick Cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's Quick Link on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's Quick Link, Laura receives Quick Cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own Quick Link and begin earning Quick Cash as well. But Quick Link is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. QuickClick rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new QuickClick makes, Laura will earn additional Quick Cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their Quick Cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use Quick Cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships. My introductory cost of $20. Please call because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312-802-4743.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, with executive producer Naima Latif, and on the screen you see attorney Richard Boykin, who is having a press conference at 10 a.m. this morning on 74th and State. You can see that information that is available right here on my blog on Zelda Speaks Mindfulness blog. All the information is right there. He is advising Boykin rally at the pump for gas tax suspension. He's going to be at the Shell station, 7453 South State Street. And he's letting us know that the current president, Preckwinkle, needs to do something about that to help the people of Chicago and Chicagoland because we need help. So just so you'll know that, that's a FYI for you there this morning. So be sure and join them for the press conference. I will not be in attendance. I have a doctor's appointment, so I will not be there, but I just thought I'd share that with you that someone has your back as it relates to gas. Because I post, be sure and go to Facebook.com, HLN TV show. I left the West Side Saturday evening. There was a Taste of Austin. It was nice, too. Soul City Blues. It was so many people. And I was helping work the booth. My girlfriend has a catering company called Soul Ingredient Catering. They had a Taste of Jerk Chicken or they had the Jerk Chicken Dinner. People were lined up. From the time we started from noon to 8 o'clock at night, I didn't even get a break to go to the bathroom.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was like, because people were coming to get the taste, but then they were coming back to get the dinner. I was like, I told y'all the first time to go to get the dinner. And then we ran out and people got mad. But we ran out at 8 o'clock. It was over at 8 o'clock. So people were trying to come and get dinner to take home. I was like, you know. I didn't even get it. It's like I want to taste it. Like, you weren't supposed to eat it, Zelda. That's why. You weren't supposed to eat that plastic. After you saw that commercial about chicken, you ain't never supposed to eat chicken again. I digress. I just had to share that.
Well, I'm glad they had a good...
Oh, but that was my point. I forgot my point. Coming home, I saw the gas prices high as hell on the West Side to get to the loop that
you put.
It was $6.99 at one of them. It was $6.09 and it was $5.49 at one of them. I was like, the closer I got to the loop, the cheaper the prices got. So on the West Side, this guy had over $6, almost $7. I was like, anyway.
Time to get a bicycle.
Hello.
The good thing about this is that it's going to encourage more people to ride bicycles.
Yes. Like they do in other countries.
In other countries. I mean, you can go to China and they got like
that's all they have is bike lanes.
Bicycle racks and people constantly on their bikes.
And nobody steals them.
Yes. Yes. So that's another thing. No one steals them.
Right.
See, that's the whole mindset.
Yeah.
Your own personal honor.
Right.
What keeps you from stealing.
Yes.
I don't want to be a thief. You know, and so that it's not the fear of the police or jail, it's your own sense of personal pride.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what you teach children. Teach them that they are greater than that. Teach them that they are a reflection of the divine creator, and they can create whatever they need. They don't have to take something that belongs to someone else. You know, you have to teach that inner principle. But when you don't teach the person they're worthy of anything, well, then they'll do things that show a low sense of self-esteem.
Yep.
I feel like nothing. So I don't care if I do something that is shameful, you know, such as stealing, you know, something that's supposed to be public property for all. So, yeah, but, you know, that gas situation. I'm gonna strive to carry that live on the Media Connection TV on YouTube, so, you know,
so maybe can see.
And we'll see if we can cover Attorney Richard Boykin. It's good to see someone coming up with an idea of how to address this on a local level. Because, you know, the whole gas thing is a whole global thing. I mean, we were talking about this. Oh, well, there's a guest I'm looking at having, but we'll talk about that later. But, you know, the whole energy war, really. You have so many people who have created vehicles that run on other than gasoline. But the politics behind it is that, well, if people start using, say, water to run gasoline, what's going to happen to the gas companies that's been used to making billions and billions? So
water will be $7 a bottle.
If they can make it, they'll still charge you for it.
Yes.
And try to arrest you if you gather it from the sky when it rains.
Because some bottled water is already $7 a bottle. I saw it somewhere, especially at hotels. I was like, okay, y'all, water comes from the earth. Thank you. It comes from the earth. It's free. It's plentiful. And you want to charge for it? Wow. How rotten is that?
Everything really should be free because everything comes from the earth.
Yeah.
And we didn't create this. We're here borrowing it. We're here using it. And so why are we thinking that we have the right to make someone else pay us for something that really isn't ours? That's like that. But, you know, that's another whole train
that's
of thought.
Yeah. And another show.
And another show, you know. Yeah. So, you know, as we look at things like identity and masculinity, on the one hand, you have the traditional family where the man is supposed to be the head and protect the wife and the children and go to work. And all that's fine. You know, there is in nature, and we can learn a lot from nature that is untouched by religious indoctrination. Animals, they just know how to live. Nobody told them your body's shameful. Nobody's told them your sexuality is shameful. Nobody's told them any of that. So they interact in a way that makes sense. They know how to form families. However they form their families, they know how to take care of their children, they know how to build their homes out of what the earth provides, whether it's out of the trees, out of a rock, out of the mountain, out of a hole in the ground. They know how to build their homes, take care of their children, find a suitable mate, and get the food they need to survive. And they don't have a problem with it. It's only people that have a problem.
Why
can't we just do what makes sense?
Right.
So if the whole idea is to find a loving partner with whom you can form a family and raise your children and enjoy what the earth provides in terms of food and things to sustain your body, why do we have all these rules that prevent some people from getting basic things like food and shelter? Why are we trying to keep people from having stuff? We have a whole system that keeps people from doing that. So we've made it difficult even for that basic family unit, and a lot of men feel frustrated that the standard is for them to be able to do this, but then society inhibits them from doing that by making it difficult to learn skills so that you can create or build or grow or any of those things that you should be able to do as a human being. Why are we doing that to each other? And then we're attacking you if you can't do what we say you should do in order to be a man. So this is another challenge that we have. We have to change our intention. If our intentions are to keep people from being able to live comfortably unless we can enslave them some kind of way, that doesn't work. That's what creates the anger and the violence, the frustration and not being able to do something simple and get with someone you love, form a family, take care of yourself in a home that you can sustain and maintain and build and all of those things. Why are there are these obstacles among the human beings when there are no obstacles in any other species?
Because you have been raised in a society that says it's A or B, there's no such thing as C, which is the furthest thing from the truth because that's what LGBTQ+ is teaching us, how to get out of that old way of thinking that we have been conditioned for hundreds of years. And it's hard to let it go because I'm better because I don't do that. I don't think that way, and I don't feel that way, so I'm a better person. They are strictly, that is the furthest thing from the truth.
So this is the challenge that we have in deciding what really is the purpose of life. And if the purpose of life is to enjoy life, then we ought to be able to allow people to enjoy life without making obstacles. So now we've seen a lot of things that show American Family, and they've got, you know, all kind of variations. You got the two gay men as part of the family, and you know, and then the man who's married to the woman from another country, and all these other different things. And that show won a lot of awards. I think I've only seen maybe once or twice.
Oh,
but I think the idea was expand our idea of what a family is.
Oh.
Because, I mean, there are a lot of different issues that come up when, say, a gay male couple wants to adopt a child. There are a lot of concerns that happen about that and a lot of conversations. And people really need to understand, if you are heterosexual, no one can change your sexual orientation. That's who you are on the inside.
Right.
It doesn't matter what they do in front of you or what behavior they have, your sexuality is something internal. You know, the sex that your soul feels is expressive. Nobody can change that. So the fear that people have, well, I don't want my children around that. Your children are who they are. They're going to be who they are. Now, if you have a child that is expressing ideas of attraction to the same sex, that's not something you can eat out of them or shame out of them. And we've talked about where that even comes from. You know, all the different ways that your gender identity is affected, you know, biochemically, sometimes food, you know, high estrogen food. If men are eating a lot of high estrogen food, they can start to feel feminine, even growing breasts, so your body will begin to change how you feel. So that's a reality. We've even talked about the spirit side of it. If you have had many lifetimes as a female, and you do choose the body that you're going to inhabit, you choose the male body, you just want the male experience, but you still have all these memories of being female, then you're going to inside feel female. That's part of your soul journey. You're trying to make that switch to have that other experience, but on the inside, you're still feeling like a female.
Now, what do you do with those feelings? Where do you go to express them when you're condemned in a society that says it shouldn't be? Let's go to the phone line, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. 706-202. Is that our Baba Kwame Sun horse from Turtle Island?
I believe you.
Grand Rising.
Grand Rising, and assalamu alaikum to my sister Naima Latif. And I'm here in your state of Illinois, and it's a lot of noise here. There is a lot of noise in this state.
Yeah, it's not like country. No, Baba Kwame, we can trade places. You come here for a week, and I'll go down to Georgia for a week. I'm ready.
Yeah,
ready to come.
You know what you're speaking on is very important about the relationships and how we interact here on this planet. Because the thing you were expressing earlier in that nature has a balance. The animals know how to build, what to eat, how to mate, and how to have a relationship with Mother Earth. We are the only ones as humans in some societies that have become out of order. We're out of order. We don't follow the order of nature's law, and we don't follow the nature of the universal law. And we're challenged by this by attempting to make our own quote-unquote laws and saying that this is okay for these two to be together or these two to be together when it's not the natural order. Because if there was a creation of this to where you put all of those that chose to be male and male, and you put them on one island, and you put all the females that wanted to be females on one island, you would not have an existence long of human beings. Because there is a order to what we are to do in keeping human life to be reproductive. Choosing to be something that, yes, there are those that have that imbalance, but then by making it a thing to where you teach a child that a boy can play with girls in sports, but a boy cannot be taught how to be a man. There's a problem with that. And these are things in which we have to begin to look at. How did we get to this place in our civilization, or is it civil? Because this is what the fight is about. You know, is this a civil right, or is it a human right? That was what Malcolm spoke about in the day. Because these are not human qualities that we see ourselves allowing others to make laws to say that we have to be this way or we have to do that way. You know, these are things that it's in this shift that we're in this planet and where we are in our solar system, in this Milky Way galaxy, that we're now getting energies and we're getting consciousness taking us. There's a battle that we're fighting as to the evolution of this new human being. What are the children to come going to be that these children sitting in a classroom in kindergarten are going to be the reproducers of the next generation? We have to look at that because our ancestors always said, you look at seven generations past and seven generations ahead, and we see some turmoil.
Wow. So how do we bridge that gap for the upcoming?
Yeah, well, one is that, you know, I say this thing is that we stop giving grandmother lap time and we start giving our children laptops. Because it's in how we nurture those children. And being able to give them the energies of love and time, we're giving them a artificial intelligence that cannot surpass what a woman is given when she reproduces a life, because that is an innate divine intelligence. And finding that balance of having male-female relationship is where you see the quality of people. You say you tell the greatness of a people by three things: land, water, and women. That's how you tell a greatness of a nation of people, because the land is the source in which will provide for you. The water is which will help to sustain you and help things to grow from the land that you need. The women are how you reproduce yourself. If you are lacking in them three, you are not having a full nation.
Hmm. Repeat that last part again, Baba.
What? Land, if water, are, and women?
If you, you said,
yeah,
if you are
not
having...
you're not creating a full nation, because you have to have that. You, we talk about economics. Land is the first basis of economics. What comes from the land? What resources are given from our plant relatives, from our mineral people, from water? Water holds memory and consciousness, and this is why we're having such a climate shift, is because that memory and consciousness that was frozen millions of years ago, called the Arctic and Antarctic, are now being released and evaporated and put into the rain clouds and put back into the Earth's consciousness. We need this purity of consciousness because we're polluting and toxifying the resources of our humanness, because we're 70% water. Basically, we're on this big blue marble as vessels in a meat suit as water, and this is how we sustain ourselves, through the consciousness of that liquid, of that hydrogen and oxygen.
Wow. Another way of looking at it. Never looked at it that way. That's why we have the elders on to teach us that, right, Naiva?
Absolutely. And it's interesting. We're 70% water. The Earth is 70% water. So,
right,
as you said, water carries memory. Water carries emotion. And we know that when we are going through our cycle as women, you know, we're highly affected. We're highly intuitive because of our content of water, our percentage of water that we are. The challenge that we're facing when it comes to the male female relationship and the issues of masculinity is, as we evolve as a human species, some of the things that we're expanding into our consciousness have been things that in the past were condemned, such as men being able to show more emotion, men being able to be more intuitive. If you have generations of men who've been raised with this idea of stoicness and show no affection to your sons, or, you know, show no feelings when you're hurt, and show no feelings when you're sad, and all of these repressed human emotions, it creates an imbalance in the personality.
Yes,
and this is what we've had over generations, an imbalance. So that the sons who need the nurturing of the father, if the father has been raised by generations of men who only know harshness and punishment, if I'm going to make him a man, well, you're not making him a balanced human being. That cruelty comes in into these various cultures when there isn't a balance between the male human being allowing that male to show natural human emotions and love, tenderness, compassion. Those are human traits that we should be developing and seeking to expand upon, and not just relegating to the feminine side. And even now, women are often being made to feel like they are weak if they show emotion. so many women who have stepped up to leadership positions have been challenged and or even ridiculed if they show any kind of feeling. And and we've all seen women be viciously attacked. And the whole idea is, let me see if I can hurt her feelings. And then she shows us, she looks like she's going to cry now. She's weak. She's too weak to be a leader. Mm-hmm. Well, a leader has to be someone with compassion.
Yeah.
A leader isn't just someone who knows how to call for an army to go to war and kill people. A leader is somebody who has enough compassion to care for the people so that everybody's needs are met. That's the kind of leadership we should be cultivating. Instead of the idea of leadership being some harsh, punitive person, you know, we're going to crack down on crime. Well, the way you crack down on crime is to remove the reasons why it exists, which is the inequality and the lack of access to things people need. That's a human, compassionate way to lead. And when we're balanced, both male and female, we can see that. So this is what a lot of our growth has to be. Masculinity needs to expand in its definition so that it includes the human qualities of compassion. And when we can do that, then we'll see a higher level of humanity among the human family.
And that's what we need. And right now, we need to take our last break for the on-air network. Stay close. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by...
taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me, for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on The Female Solution.
Minutes of our, 25 minutes left here on The Female Solution on blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution, and if you're online on social media, Higher Learning TV Show, and on Facebook, HLN TV Show. And today's discussion, we're wrapping up Fatherhood and Masculinity. Why is it disappearing? Part two. And we've got Bob Kwame Sunhorse on the line, and I'm sure he'll speak again when he's ready. But let's take another call, 312-671. You are live on The Female Solution, Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your comment as it relates to fatherhood? Hi, who's this?
Well, yes, ma'am. Weyon Yashalom, Ahura. We don't die, we multiply. Black is beautiful with some power like you. Sister Zelda Robinson and Sister Naima and Kwame, brother, we are reflecting in Chicago, and I am Minister Robert Floyd Plump, your brother and friend. And the way of life that we can always create the balance. The balance is what God created, which is he and she. And as it was mentioned, is we are out of order. You see, order is a way of life that we can accept the truth. The truth is, it is what it is. But the greatest part is for a man to develop, to really be a man. He have to learn from another man. And but yet, you know, the mother is the creation of all generations. So the best part of life is when a person can be balanced, you know, as I mentioned, he and she, and that's the balance of what God created. And at the beginning of the day and the end of the day, it's still going to come out to be what the words say, and it's already written. He created he and she. And that is the balance of reality and life, and we must accept that, you know, in a family order. That's the real order of life, and we can do God's will on it. So when we accept, you know, the truth of God's will, then that's the real will of how creation was promoted and produced. As I think Brother Kwame.
Yeah, Brother Kwame is always right on point. Go ahead, finish
this, yes.
Minister Plump.
Yes, how even the animals, as well as, you know, in the creation of God, he created male and female, and that's the unique balance in life. And anything and anybody that does not reflect on the nature of life, which is how God created. And all I'm saying basically and ultimately is it's going to be God's will that's going to straighten out everything that's wrong, because wrong hurts us.
You are absolutely right. Right on point. Thank you so much, Minister Robert Floyd. Wait,
could I,
from Chicago. Yes, go ahead.
Could I,
Baba Kwame?
Yeah.
Yes, go
And Minister Plump is really on point and about following the order. And see, we have to look at their story. And their story told us is that there was a man created, then from the man came a woman. And then from that part, there were two sons born, Cain and Abel. The woman was to receive a punishment of birth pains, and that means that she has the blood force that produces life. Woman, every cycle of the moon, releases life force. She releases blood. Man did not have that ability. So what the son did with the other son, his brother, he did what? He put his blood into the earth. He killed. See, man looks at having to not have that cycle of life. He produces death blood. And we have been warring ever since.
Let me get another caller. Alex, call before I make a comment. Okay, let's get this last call. Thank you, Bob Kwame Sunhorse. Erico 872-901. You're live on the Female Solution Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your comment as it relates?
Good morning,
as
you
it relates.
This is Lois here in Chicago.
Hi, Lois.
Hi, everybody. You know, this is a wonderful another day God has given us. Now, would you just repeat the topic of the day for me again before I respond, please?
That would be fatherhood and masculinity, and why is it disappearing?
Okay. Reiterating what Brother Kwame and Brother Plonk has said today, I personally feel that the women are being the fathers, and you know, like Lori Lightfoot, we have too much of it. It's too much of it going on, and that's all they want. Anything against God, you know. Listening to this show this morning, but that's my response to the question for today. But listening to this show today, I realize that the babies just don't come from the father. It takes the woman's menstrual cycle that has something to do with the children that are being born into this world. Although nobody can birth them, nobody can create them but God, but that's what man is trying to do. They're trying to figure out a way that they can make a baby.
They have figured it out. Robin Harris called it a test tube baby, didn't he?
But that's not the way the Bible says it's supposed to be. You know, they're trying to figure out to do it their way, man's way.
No test
not God's
babies
way.
In the Bible.
Well,
thank you so much for that comment, Lois. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you.
And thank you for calling from Chicago. Yes, Kwame.
There's another book called the Gnostics' Teaching, the Hagamadea, where it talks about Pistis Sophia. This is the feminine. And from her, she gave her daughter Zoe charge to come to the earth, and man was formed from the earth. And then when she removed the plug from his nostrils and he took in his first breath and he opened his eyes, he says, "Woman, you are the breath of my life." That is the same thing that happens in every child born through the canal, in that when the plugs are removed, then the first breath of life is given to that child. So we have to look at who wrote the stories, because in that story there's untruth and truth. But how do we see it in that the male, every man has a belly button? And so in every man having a belly button, that means that he comes from the womb. And the womb of woman and the womb of the Milky Way are one and the same with the black hole, which is the center. And the thing that they're having is one takes in light and give off stars, and the other takes in light and gives off life. And so the woman is the source of life that we have here. Everything that is basically on the planet is produced through the female. And in that part of that creation is a reasoning why Creator gave that charge to that being. That female being is to feed the human existence, because for a male to be able to come into existence, she carries XX and XY. She carries both the mitochondria, DNA, the gene, which produces that which becomes male or female. And so in that whole concept of being brought to Big Bang Theory is when the sperm meets the egg and then ignites and the cells begin to separate. And we've seen the cells of life, because Henrietta Lacks cells still exist in the science labs today from 1951. What we're looking at is the wood wide web, the microbial organisms that are now being attacked through the frequencies of all of this artificial intelligence, is creating a distortion in our breathing. In the air that we breathe is why I shared about that Arctic, because the purification has to be washed away. The impurities has to be washed away by the waters of life. And those waters of life.
You are absolutely right on point. But I have a question or something
like
that just occurred. Baba Kwame.
Like you said, Robin Williams said they're going to test two babies, and they said that those children going to grow up loving mason jars and pop bottles.
Say that again.
I said those test two babies will grow up, and they will become loving people of glass bottles and glass. And glass is made from sand. Anyway, what was your question?
Getting a little deep here on us. We expect that, nothing less. The thought just occurred to me, Baba, is in the word. It says man was formed and the woman was formed from the rib. Is that correct?
That's what
of a man.
The Helios, that's what their book. The Helios Biblio says, but
because that's kind of contradicting,
right? And that's what the part of it is that in those that wrote that book,
yes,
and so those were males that wrote that book. That was the church that turned around and wrote the book. And so, what would they not put in truth? Is the truth is that every man comes from the woman. Because
why did a woman come from a man's rib if every species on this planet that gives birth is come from a female? How is it that makes no sense?
Well, now, you have to think about the fact that all life, especially mammals, there is a way that they are created. I just got to be watching a film I got out of the library about what happens in the womb. They were comparing a cat and a lion and what happens in the womb in terms of the development of a fetus. And then they were comparing, a regular house dog and a wolf. You know, and they had the technology to be able to look inside the womb of both of those animals and see how the fetus develops. So when you look at that, and you look at the patterns that all life has, why would it be any different from a human being as to any other life form that is a mammal, where the process is an egg is fertilized by the sperm, and then a fetus grows inside of the body of the female? If everybody else's existence was created this way. Someone's saying that, a dog rib, a male dog rib made a female dog, or a male elephant made a female elephant. No one is saying that. So it doesn't make any sense for us to believe the idea of creation as it has been told to us in a book that we've been basically beaten into accepting, which has no basis in any scientific discovery about the origins of life. If we're going to truly grow as an intelligent species who is no longer destroying its own planet, we have to discard a lot of those things that are obviously untrue so that we can learn and explore and realize what life really is and how it is designed to replicate itself. We can't live by myths. And then we have to expand our understanding of existence beyond this planet. Mm-hmm. There is intelligent life all over the universe. And obviously, there is a pattern of how life evolves. And there is a pattern in the way life has been evolving on Earth. So if we're going to look at science and realize that science is not in contradiction with spirituality, then that means our spiritual teachings are incorrect.
Ooh.
They don't make sense. And every time a scientist develops something or discovers something and it contradicts religious teachings, that scientist gets attacked by the religious bodies
mm-hmm.
that don't want to be challenged in their authority. But their authority is based on untruth.
Mm-hmm.
So let us choose
right.
to learn so that we can understand, so that we can create things that are in harmony with nature.
Amen.
If we can
right.
just accept the reality that we are eternal spirits inhabiting a physical structure, and the physical structure evolves and changes and adapts to the physical environment, then we can begin to examine how life is formed, how it reproduces, how it even recycles. And we can create things that allow the earth to do what it does naturally, which is recycle, to cleanse, to give birth, to grow. And we can stop destroying things with our ignorance. It's ignorance that makes us think in terms of separate parts. Well, you know, this is a separate nation from this one over here, so if I bomb these people, and they're going to die. But you polluted the air that's going to circulate until everybody dies.
Right.
Everybody's point.
Right.
We're all one unit. The earth is one unit, and it's also part of one system created by the one mind that we're all a part of. When we can see that, then we can weed out all of the untruths in our religious doctrines that are based on myths and lies and misunderstandings that don't make any sense and cause us to make decisions that are destructive to every other life form.
Amen. Teach my
But sister. You, she made an excellent point, because when you say science and spirituality, science is man. Spirituality is female. Spiritual male does not overstand the female. He created science. He created his own concept of knowledge. That's all the word science means, is knowledge. Where the woman is spirit, because she in essence is the spirit of life, because that's what flows through her. When a woman conceives, that child that is developing in her is already programmed with the sperm or the egg in which it will come forth and reproduce another human being when it gets to the age that we add the lessons of motherhood, fatherhood. This
yes.
is this is the spiritual essence of what the divine feminine represents. Man created science to understand how the spirit, because spirit is eternal. Science is end, because they cannot conceive what God's mind has created.
All right, now. Tell the truth. Yes, sir.
We come into this world and we go through a veil of forgetfulness. So
the veil of forgetfulness. I love it.
Where were you before you were born? They cannot remember. But you existed, and we are part of the existence, the eternal. But once you were born here on this planet, once you were born into a physical body, you forget. It's like having amnesia.
Mm.
And this is why when we try to discover things, like you said, science is man-made. It's based on our trying to understand, but our perception is limited. Our perception of the world is limited. Before present-day telescopes were discovered and invented, we had a very limited understanding even of the solar system.
Mm-hmm.
And even now, as we explore the stars, because we don't understand life in different dimensions, we still have limited understanding. Because we can't see something, we think it doesn't exist, when in fact there are unlimited numbers of dimensions of life that are not seeable by our physical
right.
eyes.
And
so
we depend on
right.
that.
It's so minuscule.
But
science is faulty because it does not include all knowledge. Our brains, our minds are so limited that we cannot comprehend the totality of existence.
Vieta Robinson says, Friday Hope says, wow, so much wisdom flowing today. Thanks, Sisters, and Kwame Sunhorse. Thank you, Vieta,
but
and thank you, Kwame.
And what she's saying is actually true, because the woman is spiritual. She instinctively has the coding that was given to her in her being made to carry the mitochondria DNA, and that she carries the human record within her blood that is passed to the blood of each child. And so this is the part that science is trying to attempt to understand in decoding the human gene. That's why they call it the Human Genome Project. Gee, know me, because he's trying to figure out how to eliminate that which is the most powerful being is the female.
But
we're inside a library. Our bodies are a living library of history. We're living in the library.
So how are they trying to eliminate the female if they're trying to impersonate the female? I'm a little confused.
You just said it when you said test tube baby. And them discovering the gene and what she carries, they're now attempting to extract from that and create it and put it into a male. What are they doing now? Trying to make male pregnant.
Right. Then they had one pregnant over 10 years ago, but it was really a woman posing as a man.
Yeah, but what they're doing is they're trying to genetically modify organisms is what they call GMO. But see, the thing is, God makes originals. He knows there's a sign that I have over my sink that says, any man can count how many seeds are in an apple, but only the Creator knows how many apples are in a seed.
All right now.
And this is what we're now doing, is that in man attempting to replicate what Creator has given the divine feminine, because she is not, in her understanding, it's already programmed into her. When she conceives, her body knows everything to do. When that sperm and egg takes place, before she even knows she's conceived, her body knows what it's to do. And in it being able to replicate life, it starts the process of giving the energy in her body to that egg that is forming into a human being. The programming is already there.
It's already there. And
right. I mean, the video that I was watching on the formation of life inside a lion, and it was even showing how the eggs knew how to space themselves, because, you know, lions give birth to more than, you know, the multiple babies. And so our bodies already know what to do naturally. Everything that's a part of this intelligence, this structure that we are born into, already designed. Myths that happen in religion,
you
try to explain things.
Our show today,
sense,
you can hear
our
every
science,
show in the archives at www.blogradio.com.
And you don't know what you don't know until it's time for you to know. And I hope you know
this.
I hope you
leave your comments.
Fatherhood and masculinity. Why is it disappearing? You want to give us a closing thought, Baba Kwame?
Yes, she's very much correct because we call it education, but the word is induced for it. We already know our purpose, and everything is put into that human in its conception. And so all the things we have to do is to provide and protect that which comes forth from her womb. That is what the fatherhood and the masculine is to do. Because the mother knows everything that it's going to take to bring that child into the reproductive age. And if the man provides and protects, then she has no worry. But if she's trying to be the male and the female, then she has a challenge. She was not, she can do it, but it was not for her to do alone. She did not create life alone.
Italy.
Then why should she have to go through life alone?
Absolutely. And that was Baba Kwame Sunhorse from Georgia, who now in Illinois. So thank you. The great state of Illinois. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on The Female Solution. As I leave you with the thought of the day is to inhale affirmations and exhale negative self-talk. Let's do that together. Inhale affirmations. Love, peace, and exhale negative self-talk because we don't need it anymore. And all of that information is available on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. Be sure and tune in tomorrow for Self-Cell Care with Jody Susan. And this last Saturday of the month with the Global Teen Talent Contest, have your youth 13 to 19 send in their 1-minute demo to hlntvshow@gmail.com. And for our homeless project, check us out on Instagram, which is the HLN Homeless Project. This is what we use these T-shirts for, to raise money for the homeless as well as the Teen Talent Contest. And I want to thank you so much for being a part of today's show, and know that your participation here means something. As I leave you with the closing, which our beautiful queen sister here, bring that head forward, girl, so we can see that. That is simply gorgeous. I didn't see that at first. You know, I have to look over my glasses sometimes. Isn't that gorgeous? You just see, and that's what we have to do. We have to compliment each other because it's the truth. Because there's enough negativity out there. Oops, how'd that happen? There's enough negativity out there. We need to counteract that with words of positivity, and that's what I want to leave you with today, something positive. So I want to share with you our Female Solution promo. Can't even think of the word, Naima. Share the promo with you as we go off the air this morning, and we ask that you continue to share this information, or somebody somewhere needs to hear it. And thank you for sharing it in advance.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the...
And that is the Female Solution, in which you are a part of the Female Solution because you're going to share this. And we appreciate that. We appreciate you. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next Female Solution show, Tuesday morning, with Self-Cell Care with Jody Susan. We'll see you there. Naima is on her way to the...
press conference.
To the press conference.
Richard Morgan. Tune in to the Media Connection TV on YouTube. We'll be live.
All right, and thank you all for sharing this video. We appreciate you. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, stay tuned tomorrow morning. We'll see you then. And in the words of Robin Harris, love, peace, and hair grease. How about that? All right, we out. Go get to your press conference, girl. Chat later.
Yep. All right.
See you soon. All right, beautiful. See you later.
All right, beautiful.
All right. Bye-bye now. Alrighty, I'll gotta remember to end episodes.